With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. More than 120 people, including state, tribal, and local law enforcement, attended a public training today in Helena on gathering information and investigating missing persons. The day-long training, organized by Montana's Department of Justice and Montana's U.S. Attorney, highlighted situations when Indigenous persons go missing. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Montana lawmakers and law enforcement are turning more attention to the high rate at which Indigenous persons in the state go missing and are victims of violence.
We are here to listen.
Attorney General Tim Fox, who is running as a Republican for governor, spoke during Wednesday's training session.
In the months ahead, it is my hope that with your recommendations, we'll be able to determine the scope of this issue as well as create a better response to new missing persons cases across Montana, and ultimately to stop those folks from going missing.
Bills passed out of the 2019 legislative session are pushing the state to hire a missing persons specialist and form a missing Indigenous persons task force. The task force is under a September 2020 deadline to report back to the legislature with policy suggestions on improving investigations of missing persons. Attorney General Fox announced during his remarks that his office will be interviewing finalists for the state's new missing persons specialist Thursday. That position was created through the new state law known as Hannah's Act, in remembrance of Hannah Harris, a lame deer woman murdered in 2013 on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. During Wednesday's training session, members of the public and law enforcement were split up for panel discussions on what to do when a person goes missing, and steps involved in issuing public alerts and the link between missing persons and human trafficking. Law enforcement and the public were brought back together for a keynote speech from Holly Mackey, who is Northern Cheyenne and a recent associate professor at the University of Oklahoma. She asked why it has taken so long to address an issue that's long been felt in Native communities.
If it's so important, if time is so important, and being aggressive is so important, and law is a byproduct of ethics, and ethics really are determined by our values, why is Hannah's Act passed in 2019 when Hannah was killed in 2013? That doesn't communicate urgency to me. It actually makes me pretty angry.
Montana's newly formed Missing Indigenous Persons Task Force met for the first time Tuesday. Along with studying the issue, they're tasked by the legislature to award a grant to a tribal college to create a database on missing Native Americans. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.